From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
To do it on a Saturday is the next step. Full confidence that he's going to do that.
The only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network.
I like the presence, quite honestly, of both quarterbacks. Both guys, in their own way, lead.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield's Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Week 3 of the college football season is in the books. The first Big 12 game kind of expected what happened to happen. Baylor all over Kansas. Oklahoma and Nebraska wasn't anything close to the game of the century. It wasn't anything close to just being the game of Saturday. Oklahoma kind of skates by in that game. What kind of a challenge will West Virginia present after they pulled off an upset of Virginia Tech? It'll be WVU against OU on Saturday night. I would have liked to have seen the Mountaineers not let that game get so close. Kansas State minus Skyler runs wild. Rice had the misfortune of playing Texas after the Longhorns got manhandled by Arkansas. And Oklahoma State narrowly escapes Boise State. That was a great game. But we get four Big 12 matchups this week, and we'll look back at last week as well. But four Big 12 matchups this week. Texas Tech at Texas. 14th-ranked Iowa State is at Baylor. 25th-ranked Kansas State at Oklahoma State. And as mentioned, West Virginia at number 4, Oklahoma. And our can't-miss game of the week, and we'll get into this a little bit more, will be Texas Tech at Texas, presented by TicketsForLess.com. Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. And then I was going to give this week's Making It Look Natural Player of the Week to Texas quarterback Casey Thompson, who was 15 of 18 for 164 yards and 2 touchdowns. But it was against Rice. And I know Texas needed that game, the 58-0 score. If you're a Texas fan, you should be expecting that. But that 58-0, they needed the final like that. They needed to right the wrongs from the previous week. So anyway, that Casey played great, but we've got to go in a different direction for our Natural Light Seltzer, Making It Look Natural Player of the Week. Natty Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 meets Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Making his first start as an OSU Cowboy, Jaylen Warren carried the ball 32 times for 218 yards and 2 touchdowns in Oklahoma State's 21-20 win at Boise State. His totals for carries and rushing yards were both career highs, and both numbers marked the most for a player in any game involving a Big 12 game this season. Jaylen Warren making it look natural.
Sanders takes the ball, hands it off. Warren, big hole, right side, 30. Down the right sideline, 40 to midfield. Warren may go all the way. 40, 30, 25, 20. Right sideline to the 10, to the 5. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. 75 yards for Jaylen Warren. Here's a handoff to Warren. Right side, big hole, out to the 30. 35, turns it right to the 40. 45, and pulled down beyond midfield, out at the Boise 48-yard line. That's a 27-yard run. Sanders into shotgun. Cowboys shift. Now Warren behind Sanders. Sanders takes the ball, hands it off. Warren up the middle, breaks a tackle, scoots inside the 1, and into the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. The second of the night for Jaylen Warren.
Dave Hunziker, voice of the Cowboys. That 75-yard touchdown run in the first quarter was OSU's longest rushing play since Chuba Hubbard. Who? You're saying who? After Jaylen Warren, who? Who's Chuba? After Chuba scored on a 92-yard rush against TCU in 2019. It was also the second longest of Warren's career and marked the fourth consecutive game for him with a rushing touchdown. He is our Natty Light Seltzer, Making It Look Natural Player of the Week. Congratulations to Jaylen. And by the way, listen, I love cherry. cherry chapstick. That's definitely over the regular. The only kind of yogurt I eat is cherry. Lime, not so much. Like key lime pie, forget it. Nachos with the hint of lime, no way. But Catalina Lime Mixer from Natty Light. I mean, it says right on the can, when cherry and lime become best friends, I'm in. I don't know how they did it. They combined something that I liked and something that I disliked, and they put it together, and that's it. That's my pick. That's my go-to. Aloha Beaches, mango and peach, and then there's also House Rules, strawberry kiwi, and zest I ever had, strawberry and lemonade. Natty Light Seltzer, crashing the party hard, Big 12 fans. Stick around. We've got a good show coming up for you. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I think every week's a benchmark because y'all are going to evaluate us and we're going to evaluate us, and then we're going to see what we did well and try to expand on it, and we're going to see where we struggled and we're going to try to fix it. So every week's a benchmark. It doesn't just need to be a Big 12 game for us to evaluate us pretty good internally. Certainly not for you guys either. You're going to evaluate us every week.
That is Matt Wells, the Texas Tech head coach here on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. The Red Raiders going to Texas to take on the Longhorns, 11 a.m. That game will be on ABC, and this will be the game. This will be the game for sure. I'm really impressed with Texas Tech, 3-0. And of course, the Longhorns are 2-1. And a lot of that starts, up on the defensive front for Texas Tech. But really, their defense has improved tremendously on their tackling. And that is something that Matt Wells says that it's been a focal point since he's taken over the Red Raiders.
That's something that's been a huge thing for us internally since we've taken this job. It's been something that we've talked about, is reducing the missed tackles, the yards after contact. And each year it's gone down and down, and I think we're becoming a better tackling team. We drill that. We coach the technique. We're pretty I think our coaches are pretty persistent on that, and they do a good job, and our players take to it. And that's something in a game like this that will be pretty prevalent, I think, is at the end of the game, and you'll look back and say they tackled well in space, or they didn't, because that usually ends up being chunk yards, and a lot of explosives come off of, well, first of all, the number one thing that causes explosives is usually missed assignment or missed alignment, and then a missed tackle.
All right, and then for the offensive line, Wells calls this a benchmark game for them.
For our guys, this will be the best front that we've faced so far this year. And you got Overshone and Brock Meyer that are two good inside linebackers, very good and athletic, and these guys are athletic. So, again, it'll be imperative to obviously run the ball on the road. I think you got to run the ball to win on the road in this league, as well as protecting Tyler. So it'll be a big challenge for us this week.
Yeah, protecting Tyler Shuck will be very important. Through three games, he leads the Big 12 in passing with 804 yards. That's 268 per game. Six touchdowns, tied with Jared Daigie of West Virginia, one behind Spencer Rattler in the conference. Shuck, yeah, you got to run the football, but he's going to have to make some plays too, because I think this is going to turn into a shootout between he and Casey Thompson. Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian on Shuck.
Yeah, I think, Tyler, it's a luxury when you can get a transfer who's got game experience like he's had at a big-time level. He's a big physical guy. I think they do a really nice job in their passing game of utilizing, the RPO / advantage throws to entice you to want to play closer and tighter in your coverage. And then they take their shot down the field, and they've got, they've got speed receivers. They've got a big physical receiver that can go up and get it. So there's kind of the in-between game, right? You got to play really well on the perimeter. You got to be able to get off blocks, do a tremendous job blocking on the perimeter. But then yet you have to be able to play the deep ball, because they will challenge you there as well.
Now, it was a pretty easy assignment for Casey Thompson last week against Rice. But when he plays, Texas scores, and they score touchdowns. Going back to his last four games, on 16 of the last 18 drives, Casey Thompson has led the Longhorns to touchdowns. The second drive of the game against Rice was an interception, but 16 of 18 drives for touchdowns. Yeah, that's a concern and an impressive stat for Coach Wells at Texas Tech.
Well, give credit where credit's due. I think that's an interesting stat, and certainly I've gone back and looked since the Alamo Bowl and watched all of his series since he's played in the last, whatever, three games plus the Alamo Bowl. And it's a very, very high percentage of scores, and a lot of those are touchdowns. So I think that's the number one thing of playing quarterback is to make the other 10 guys around you that much better. And so my guess is that, you know, whether it's his play or in the huddle or his demeanor, he inspires his teammates. Number five had a big reason to do with a lot of those touchdowns too, as I went back and looked. Especially the first play he got in at the Alamo Bowl, and it went a long ways.
Yeah, Bijan Robinson having a successful run game will help. But let's go back to Casey Thompson as we continue our can't-miss game of the week presented by TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Casey is one of those guys, and Sark says, yeah, he's a gamer. He steps up as the lights get brighter.
Yeah, I think that's a good notion. You know, I think, you know, when you watch players and you're trying to evaluate players, especially at the quarterback position, everybody's got their quarterback trainer that they go work with offsite. And then, you know, then we throw individual routes, and then we throw one-on-ones, and then we throw 7-on-7, and then we work our scout team, and then we work our team periods, and then we work our good-on-good. And then there's a scrimmage, and then there's a game. Ultimately, the thing I like to look for is the trajectory that the player continues to get better as the competition, you know, rises. I think one of the challenges is in evaluating quarterbacks is guys can look really good throwing individual routes and doing drills and then 7-on-7 and even in scout period. But their play can, I don't want to say diminish, but maybe level off. And I think Casey's a classic example of, I think his level of play continues to rise based on the arena that he's in. And that's a really cool quality to have, because we don't play quarterback in t-shirt and shorts. You know, it's still a physical game. You still have to, deal with the pressures of playing the position, which I think the best quarterbacks embrace that pressure and kind of flourish in it. And I think that he's got something about him that kind of feels comfortable in that arena of a real game. And sometimes that's hard to tell until guys actually get in the game and have to play. And he's done a nice job of that so far. So hopefully, you know, we can continue to build on it for him.
All right, first Big 12 game for Texas. And a good question asked of Sark. Is it hard to put your finger on where this team is right now after two wins and the bad loss at Arkansas?
You know, I think you have to compartmentalize things. I think you have to take aspects of the game that that you're doing well, and you have to break it down, not only offense, defense, and special teams, but within those areas of, you know, things that we're good at that we can build on, areas that we need to improve upon that we're going to need to be better at as the season goes forward. You know, at the end of the day, how do I evaluate where we're at? We're a 2-1 football team heading into conference play. You know, we get to play a home game here in DKR at 11 a.m. Excited for the crowd and the home field advantage that we'll get from that. But outside of that, we've got plenty of things to work on, and we got plenty of room to grow as a team. But the only way we're going to grow as a team is to, you know, identify those areas for improvement and then continue to build on.
There's a lot of outside noise. We know of the announcements to the SEC. We get that already. We know the rivalry, and you want to take down Big Brother. Matt Wells, back to the Red Raiders head coach, says, yeah, this is an important win, important game for us.
It would be a big win. There's no question about that. There's a lot of particular feelings around Lubbock and West Texas, I think, in terms of this game. And so it's big for our fans. It's big in this complex. And, you know, I know this, we have a belief in ourselves inside in this complex, and more than anybody else, you know, on the outside of it, you know, we believe in ourselves.
And Sark says, look, from the Texas standpoint, yeah, listen, the target is always on our back. It doesn't matter the scenarios.
You know, I really try to keep this thing focused on about what we do and recognize, hey, every time we go out, we're going to get everybody's best shot. But our opponent can't be the motivating factor in deciding if we're going to prepare really well and if we're going to play well. I think that has to come from internal drive, internal focus. We try to keep our attention there, but we also recognize, hey, we're the University of Texas, and we are going to get everybody's best shot. So let's make sure that we're putting our best foot forward every time that we go, and we can't wait till Saturday to put our best foot forward. That started today in our practice this morning, and that won't change throughout the week.
11 a.m. Central, Texas Tech at Texas. It's our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, ticketsforless.com. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Big 12 this week can be heard on Sirius XM Channel 375, Thursday evenings at 6 Eastern. That is the Big 12 channel. Baylor will take on Iowa State, 2:30. That game is on Fox. And Baylor, 3-0 coming into this game after their big conference win over Kansas. That was kind of expected. They had a Texas State, Texas Southern earlier to lead into the season. Now they face a much stiffer test, and Coach Dave Aranda was asked if Baylor is ready to face a top 25 caliber team. Let's be honest, a top 15 caliber team in Iowa State.
I wouldn't really put it in those terms. I would think of, I look at just getting better every day. I look at the confidence and just the growth and just in our guys on and off the field. You know, I could go back to January and say that, you know, we want to be a team that's led by the offensive line. And I think in whatever room I would be in, right, I can see the looks on people's faces when I would say that. And now you can say that and you can see the looks on people's faces, right? And so I think, you know, there's a belief and confidence that's got to come before. And then there's a different belief and confidence that comes after. And I feel us as coaches continue to push, the leadership council continue to push, and really focus. You know, the standard is what is our best, like the best we've ever done. Let's do that again and again and stack it day after day after day. So that's really the challenge.
All right, so this is the first big test for Baylor. Now, they are 6 of 7 on fourth down conversions. It changes the mindset of offensive play calling if you go into a series or a drive figuring that if you get the third down that maybe you've got two more chances. How big of a psychological boost is it for the offense having that much success when they make it on fourth down?
It could happen the other way too. I think, you know, a true test of a defense is when you've not quite hit the 50 and you go for it on fourth down and you don't get it. Right, is your readiness and your alertness and readiness on the sideline, and then how you take the field in that case. I think how you take it will say a whole lot about how you're coming off the field, you know. And so I think a mindset that goes into that, and we talk about, you know, team, unit, me, like that would be a great illustration of just team up front. It's like, I got your back, man. Let's, you be aggressive, let's go. If it don't go, I got you. And so we talk about that quite a bit. And so I think there's that on one side. On the other side, it is the ability. I think there's a couple of those fourth down conversions throughout the year, whereas early in the game, you know, we're in a drive and it kind of stalls. And, you know, if it was last year or previous or whatever, we would punt. And then who knows what happens when we convert, we end up scoring. And then there's a confidence that comes with that and you take off from there. So It's an important mental piece.
I get what he's saying. That's fine against Texas State, Texas Southern, Kansas. But are you going to do that against Iowa State, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, and that solid defense? Man, I don't know. I don't know. You know, listen, I get it. you say, okay, you go for it on fourth and two. The analytics will tell you, and then, I don't know, throw a percentage out there, whatever they're doing, you know, 88% of the time. All right, so you get fourth and two. All right, you make that 88% of the time, but then what's the percentage, though, that you can lead that drive and turn that drive into points if you're doing it on your side of the field? Or even worse, this is what I see, and I don't agree with this. If you got, you know, fourth and two at the 20, now they did that against Texas Southern. They ended up running a play of fourth and two, and they ran 20 yards for a touchdown. You're not going to do that in the Big 12. But are you going to pass up points? Because you're probably looking at certainly better than 90%. It's probably a 95% chance you're going to come away with points on a 37-yard field goal. But you say, well, look, the percentage is high to go for it on fourth and two. Okay, so you do that. So, all right, you get your first down, but you're still going to need another 17, 18 yards for a touchdown. Well, what's your red zone touchdown percentage? That can't be at 80%. So, certainly not against Big 12. So are you going to run that risk of going for it on fourth and two from the 20 to maybe pass up a 39-yard field goal to, you know, get down to the 11 and kick a 28-yard field goal and still come away at the same point? Are you risking that? You start chasing points, you start swinging momentum, and that's bad. Early in a game, okay, we'll see what happens. We'll see what Baylor does on their fourth down tries with Iowa State and how much success they have. And if it turns out that it's working, then I may be eating my words. But, man, I don't know. You start leaving points off the board. That could be trouble. All right. Is Baylor's defense playing at the level? Because that's really what it comes down to. If you don't make those, is Baylor's defense playing at the level that Aranda expected?
I think they're improving. I think there's a fair amount of playmakers there. I think the ability to play within the scheme and to play together, I think, is real critical. I, you know, when you talk about, in my mind, so defense and offense, I think offense, we were just talking earlier about maybe not a lot of confidence, maybe the ability to kind of build it up and, man, I see you, right? I see what you're capable of, right? Let me give you the tools. Trust me. Together we can get there. And then I think on defense where there's an element of like, you know, I can do this by myself. I've had to do this by myself, right? You know, all this is good. Let me at it, and it's softening up some of those harder edges and getting them a part of a team where you're playing within the scheme, right? And you're not trying to do too much. You're not trying to go above and beyond kind of what's required. You know, do your job and let the play come to you. I think those. So there's different fights on different levels, and so that's the fight on defense. And I think there is progress made with that in this last one. I think this game coming up is going to be a big factor, how we play the game within the game of alignment, assignment, technique.
Dave Aranda said it a couple times that Iowa State is physical, and he used that word a couple times. He said that this will be an old-school matchup. His team likes to run the football. Iowa State doesn't mind getting dirty. But he also showed video of his of Brock Purdy to teach his own team.
With Purdy, it's going to be his ability to make plays when there's nothing there. We've used some Iowa State examples in the past to show the execution of scramble rules. They do a great job, I think. You know, when things are not there, he's able to maneuver in the pocket, and receivers that are maybe running a shallow or a drag see it and then dart off. And he's able to capture them with linebackers and underneath defenders looking at the QB, and they're not staying matched on tight ends or receivers. And that has been kind of a calling card for him. I think his ability to scramble and fake pump guys and just all of it that goes with it, I think, is a legitimate concern.
Now, Purdy threw only three incompletions in the 48-3 win at UNLV, I think 288 yards. Breece Hall ran for 100.
Early on, you see a really competitive Big 12 structure, and man, you're going to get right off the gate probably the hottest team in the Big 12. So, you know, great challenge for everybody involved, and I do think it is unique into, man, being a part of this now for 6 years. You got to be on your A game, because if you're not playing your A game, you're going to get beat.
Cyclone head coach Matt Campbell. It begins a conference stretch of for the Cyclones 9 games over the next 10 weeks.
We're in the early part of the season. You know, this is part of the process of 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time, and I think we've always followed that model. So, you know, we've never really gotten too high with a win or too low with a loss, and just keep trying to grow. And I do. I think this team will only continue to grow because we've got great veteran leadership that understands what that looks like.
Campbell feels good about the experience and depth heading into conference play.
Maybe what surprised me a little bit is the amount of young guys that have earned the right to play and have played so well for us, really, you know, in terms of some special teams and now guys really forcing themselves into the two deep. I think those things have certainly been positive and created really positive depth for us, really, from the top down.
All right, on the defensive side of the ball, they've been outstanding. But they've only generated 3 turnovers in their first 3 games.
The turnover margin in general needs to be better. I think we're at -2 right now, and, you know, that 2 weeks ago hurt us and hurt that margin. So I think that number is something that we talk a lot about in our football program, and it needs to be better. But those are things from a defensive perspective. Man, sometimes those hidden things of 3 and outs, playing less plays because they're getting 3 and outs, I think that sometimes skews the turnover margin.
Iowa State 7-point favorites, 2:30 Central Time at McLane Stadium in Waco. Iowa State and Baylor. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem. like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Back on Big 12 this week, you can download the show as a podcast. Go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, the official Big 12 website. Wherever you download your podcast, search Big 12 this week. West Virginia's Derrett Bartlett named the Bronco Nagurski National Defensive Player of the Week.
Snaps the ball back. Burmeister, three-step drop, has some time. He gets hit, and he is dropped at the 15-yard line. A ferocious backdoor sack by Jared Bartlett. Three receivers go out for Tech. Braxton Burmeister has it. Looks, pumps, pocket collapses, and down he goes! They sacked him! Jared Bartlett with his second sack of the game, an eight-yard loss.
Tony Caridi on the call. Bartlett tallied a career-high five tackles and three sacks as the Mountaineers knocked off number 15 West Virginia 27-21. They win the Black Diamond Trophy. They bring it back to Morgantown for the first time since 2003. Bartlett's three sacks, also a career high, and the 6'2", 225-pound redshirt sophomore picked up half of West Virginia's six total sacks. And all three of them came on consecutive Virginia Tech drives spanning the third and fourth quarter, with West Virginia holding a 27-14 lead. They actually made it 27-21, and then Jared Dagey with an interception late in the game. They were trying to run the clock. On a third down, he gets picked off, and great field position for Virginia Tech, but that West Virginia defense came up big again. Two incompletions on third and fourth down, and they hold on for the victory. Bartlett also helped the Mountaineer defense, holding the Hokies to 103 rushing yards. Coach Neil Brown talks about Bartlett, who got off to a slow start.
He had a really good fall camp, and then he did not play as well the first two games for whatever reason. Greg, he just didn't have a good feel. And then last week he had a great Tuesday and Wednesday's practices were really good, and so you could see he was getting better. You know, I think he's going to go out and have three sacks and, you know, five tackles and a forced fumble? Probably not, you know. But I did feel like he was going to give us more, and he did. And it's a neat story. He lost a brother this summer to a freak accident. And he really, once that happened, you know, tragedy, affects people differently. And once that happened, he's had a renewed focus, kind of a seriousness about his preparation. So I was extremely pleased for him that it paid off in a game situation, much less a rivalry game in a couple of huge moments for us.
Oh, what a great moment here for Bartlett. He took advantage of Virginia Tech's tackles. It's a good offensive line. It's not great, and he took advantage of his speed. That will come into play Saturday night at 6:30 in Norman. We know Oklahoma's line. We know the history. We know the pedigree there. They're big. They're strong. It'll be a big challenge for him and that West Virginia defense. Is Neil Brown really tried? He did such a great job at Troy of getting his defenses to get takeaways, and they're getting there. They have a long way to go, though, and that's going to be a key if West Virginia wants any chance against fourth-ranked Oklahoma. You got to turn the ball over. You got to get those takeaways. And, you know, Coach Brown says, you know, we're knocking the ball loose. We got to fall on it now. There's an art to it. There's an art to falling on top of the football and coming up with it. So getting turnovers, getting takeaways, that's going to be a key. Obviously, we can talk about Spencer Rattler all day. We can talk about the offense. But Neil Brown really concerned about special teams play all around, whether it's punt blocking, field goal, punting. But he's got an ace in his deck as well with Casey Legg.
Legg is ready. Snap back clean. The kick is up, and that kick is good. Casey Legg banged it in, and West Virginia has to settle for the three, and they take the lead to 24-7. 44-yard field goal for Casey Legg from the near hash. Snap back, kick on the way. That kick is up. That kick is good. Casey Legg from 44 yards out. West Virginia scores on its opening drive of the second half, and the Mountaineer lead goes to 20 points. It's 27-7 WVU.
And you heard Tony Caridi in that highlight talk about, you know, settling for the field goal. It's something that they work on every time they're in pads, the red zone. They got to get in the end zone. They can't settle for field goals. That's going to be another key here if the Mountaineers want any chance of hanging around with Oklahoma Saturday night. But Casey Legg, the redshirt sophomore, earned the job and had to work his way from the bottom up. Here's Coach Brown again.
Another great story. I mean, you all know that. He didn't play high school football. High school didn't even have football, right? And so, yeah, I don't know how many stories there are like that, you know, of people in the United States. There's some Australians that have come over and kicked and punted that didn't play high school football. But, you know, so he's come a long way. You know, he really when he filled in for Evan in 19, he had some good high points. You know, he made a huge 51-yarder, I believe, at Kansas State, and did a nice job in Evan's replacement. And then when Evan got injured last year in 20, Casey struggled, you know, struggled some accuracy. And the thing I like about Casey is he's really even keel. No moment's too big, or, you know, or too small for him. But he's really worked. He's really worked, and he earned the starting job. And going into fall camp, he was probably three on the kicking depth chart behind Tyler and behind Evan. And all he did was make kicks, you know. Didn't say a word, didn't ask when he was going to play. All he did was every day during field goal period, he's made kicks. And I finally asked after about 4 or 5 days, I was like, has he missed a kick? And he hadn't missed a kick. He only missed two during preseason. And so, I mean, he went out and earned the job and just been really consistent.
All right, so West Virginia, they're going to need takeaways. They're going to have to be efficient, more than efficient. They're going to have to be perfect in the red zone. If they can get down into the red zone often against Oklahoma's defense. So it'll be a tough road ahead in the Big 12 opener for both of these teams, West Virginia and Oklahoma, 6:30. That game also on ABC. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football. Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can catch the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. I'm Bill Pollack. The Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship on December 4th has been selected for an ABC broadcast at 11 a.m. and it'll be played again at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Ticket prices range from $65 to $205, and tickets may be purchased only online through SeatGeek. And tickets will not be sold through the Big 12 Conference office or the AT&T Stadium ticket office. Each school will get about 7,000 tickets. They'll become available once those teams qualify. I know Iowa State fans, you're saying, well, include us in that. We'll see. Maybe Oklahoma State. I think we're all counting on Oklahoma, right? Additionally, 1,000 student tickets at $50 each will be sold only through the school's ticket offices. For suite information, you can contact AT&T Stadium, their suite department, at suites, that's S-U-I-T-E-S, suites at DallasCowboys.net. All right, let's go through some of the news and notes as we look ahead here to week four of the football season. Again, here's the schedule. Texas Tech at Texas, ABC, 11 a.m. kick. The last meeting, Texas came away with a thriller 63-56 win in Lubbock. Also at 11 o'clock, TCU will host SMU. This is a tight series. The Horned Frogs lead the series 51-41 in seven ties. And the last meeting came back on September 21st of 2019 in Fort Worth, SMU, with a 41-38 win. Then the afternoon games, 2:30. We've talked about this one. Number 14, Iowa State at Baylor. Baylor leads this series 10-9. ISU took a 38-31 win last November in Ames. On the ACC network at 3 o'clock, Kansas fans can watch their game against Duke. This series is tied up at a game apiece. Duke won the last time in Durham 41-3 back in 2014. And 6 o'clock, we've got 25th-ranked K-State taking on 22nd-ranked Oklahoma State. That'll be on Big 12 Now. OSU leads this series 41-26. It was a Cowboys 20-18 win last November in Manhattan. And then the game that we just talked about in the last segment at 6:30 on ABC, West Virginia at number 4 Oklahoma. OU leads this series 10-2 back in 2019. The Sooners had a 52-14 win in Norman. So 90% of the Big 12 teams, 9 of the 10, are ranked or receiving votes in at least one of the national polls. So we've got Oklahoma at 4-3, Iowa State at 14. K-State entered the rankings for the first time this season. They're at number 25 in the AP poll. Oklahoma State is 22nd in the coaches poll. Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech, Texas, and West Virginia picked up votes. After going 7-0 in last Saturday's games, the Big 12 has an FBS leading 852 win percentage, 23-4 in non-conference games. Three of those four losses against other Power 5 teams, and two of those were against ranked opponents. Among FBS schools, the Big 12 is second in scoring at 34.6. And in fewest yards allowed to opponents, as well as third in scoring defense, 18.9 points per game. Not bad. And then Baylor's defense gave up 166 yards last Saturday, the fewest allowed by the Bears since 2016 against Northwestern State. I know that was against Kansas. We get it. The Jayhawks' top running back from last season, Velton Gardner, entered the transfer portal after seeing his playing time decrease over the first three games under new coach Lance Leipold. His number of touches down significantly. He carried 19 times against South Dakota, 8 times against Coastal Carolina, and was in just 4 plays and carried twice in the loss to Baylor. And then he didn't show up for practice. Leipold just said, best way to say it, he didn't show. And this continues a trend. Puka Williams, who led the Jayhawks in rushing with back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons in 18 and 19, opted out most of last season and then declared early for the NFL draft. He wasn't selected but was signed by Cincinnati as a free agent. His backup, Khalil Herbert, departed the program as well. He ended up going to Virginia Tech, ran for over 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns last season, and then he was a 6th-round pick of Chicago. And then Dom Williams is a starter at Northern Iowa. He was a third-string running back in 2019. So there's been some heavy turnover at the running back position at Kansas. We'll have more next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
All right, that'll wrap things up for this week. Enjoy the games, stay safe, and we appreciate you listening. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.